together to baptize, and we're thankful for that. We're so blessed to have somebody tonight who's going through the baptism of the waters. And we really appreciate you as a family coming tonight to support them and show them how proud you are of them. And so we welcome you here tonight in our time of worship. Let's all stand, and we're going to have prayer time in just a moment. Would you pray? Continue to remember the King family and the passing of Miss Sylvia Baird yesterday. Also, would you remember the Lowe family? Miss Lillian went on to be with the Lord, and I have her service on Tuesday. Would you pray for that family? They're struggling a great deal today and really, really need our prayers. And also, pray for the other ones that we have. Well, we have still some in the hospice house who need our prayers, and still some at the hospital. And so you help us on this Sunday night to pray for them, all right? Let's you and I have a prayer. Father, we thank you tonight for the privilege of being here. We thank you that, Lord, in the midst of all that's going on, we thank you that you can give us the peace in the midst of that storm. Lord, we thank you tonight that we can gather here on this, what has been a very rainy day. But Lord, it's been a day that you've given to us. We thank you for that. Lord, we pray for those that we have tonight that's in their hospitals, and those that are going for a time of surgery. We pray for them. Lord, we also pray for those who are bereaved tonight, and ask that you might be with them in a very special way. Lord, thank you for what you're going to say to us tonight. Thank you for what you're going to do as we observe baptism and we share tonight what baptism is all about. Thank you for every person that has come. We thank you for families who have come to support their loved ones, Lord, in the greatest decision of all. That is the decision to accept you and the decision to be baptized, to show everyone that you've made a change in their life. And so, Lord, tonight we rejoice in that, and I thank you as the pastor that I have the privilege of baptizing them tonight. Father, would you help us now? May the Holy Ghost really show up. May we sense that you are here today. Thank you for our time this morning and how you blessed us. Thank you for the testimonies that were shared. As Bonnie shared her testimony, we thank you for that. As Leslie shared where she came from and how far you brought her, we rejoice at that. And so, Lord, tonight we pray that that same sweet spirit that was here this morning will abide here tonight. Now bless us as we worship together in song. Lord, I pray that everybody in the room will sing tonight, even though they may not think they can sing as good as someone else. May we blend our voices together. And as we do so, Lord, we pray that we'll be in one accord tonight. Bless us now. Bless Brother Tim as he leads us. And we'll thank you for our time of worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, Cedar Grove.
Amen.
Thank you for being here tonight. Help us out as we sing. We're going to start a little slow and we'll build as we go tonight, but you know this song very well. Help us lift it up as the pastor reminded us this morning about the amazing grace of the Lord our God. Help us out.
Oh,
Our hope can be on no other person or no other thing, no other place. Our hope must be on you. So Lord, tonight, Hosanna. Hosanna to you. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing. Thank you for what you have already done. But God, we sure thank you for what you're going to do. Bless this offering tonight. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Mr. Steve.
Thank you.
whether you realize it or not, you're just simply a sinner saved by grace.
Amen.
And we thank you for that. Let me remind you of several things. End of our service, I know that I'll get to see a lot of you after our baptism time and sharing together. I hope and pray that you got a bulletin this morning. And I hope and pray that you have watched our screen. There have been several additions to our bulletin on our screen today of all kind of things that's going on. Several things we want you to be involved in. It's co-ed softball time. You can sign up in the hallway. We begin league play on April the 9th. And so that's, if you want to participate this year, do so. As we play again this year in our league up here, playing for Christ. We're going to have about 15 churches, and so we want you to be a part of that. Also, Rick Gage is going to be in a crusade at the Belden Honeypath High football stadium. And most of the churches in the Wimston and the Belden and Honeypath area are sponsoring, helping in that thing. We're going to get involved in doing some things. And there's a rally tomorrow night week. And I have some tickets for that if you'd like to go represent our church. It's a supper rally with Rick Gage and what we're looking forward to doing through Rick Gage. This is a big time crusade. There's about 22, 24 churches involved so far. And so we want to be involved as well. Any opportunity that we have, number one, to work with other churches is good. Number two, anytime we have an opportunity to win people to Christ is good.
Amen.
And so that's why we're going to be a part of it. So we hope you, if you'd like to go representing our church. Also, there is a men's rally, a sportsman rally. It's going to be in Anderson. I'll have more information. It's going to be the first Saturday of March. You've been invited as a church. Bill Rigsby has invited us. Pastor Bill has invited our church to come participate. And so I'll have you some more information. So there's some things that's going on that you may want to get involved in. And we hope you'll do so. God is in the business of doing some wonderful things. And we don't want to miss out. There's two things. If you go somewhere most of the time to do anything, a lot of times they'll ask for two forms of identification. You can hand that person your driver's license if you're blessed to have a driver's license and possibly a social security card that says who you are. As a child of Christ, there are two identifying marks that are given to the church to identify us with Christ. One being the Lord's Supper. We have an opportunity ever so often to take up the symbolic grape juice and that tells us about the blood of Christ and the symbolic bread that reminds us of the body of Christ. We are saved tonight not because of the Baptist church. We're saved tonight because of the body and the blood that was given for us.
Amen.
It identifies us with Christ. And so you have an opportunity to come to the table or to pass by the table and take up those two items that says, hey, I'm part of the family of God. The second thing is believer's baptism. And we have an opportunity to baptize folks in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now, a lot of folks have a mixed idea about this thing. And I remind you that being baptized does not wash away your sins. Water can't wash away your sin. Only the blood of Christ can wash away your sins. If you haven't been washed before you get in this pool back here, you're not going to be washed when you get in this pool. You'll just be wet when you come out of the water. Can I remind you, the transforming power of the Lord Jesus Christ has already worked in your life that's leading you to this point. The day that you accepted Christ, you were just as saved that day as you will be when you come up out of this water.
Amen.
And so it doesn't wash us away. Some people think that. Some say, well, that's going to wash away my sin. No, it's not going to wash away our sins. And baptism will not make you a better believer. People say, well, it's going to make me a better believer. No, it's not going to make you a better believer. What baptism says is that you're willing to follow in obedience to Christ.
Amen.
And the first obedient act of following Christ is believer's baptism. And I know a lot of folks don't join a church. They won't join a church because they are afraid to be baptized, and they don't want to be baptized. I pastored folks who didn't want to be baptized. They knew Christ, but they just simply would never join because they didn't want to be baptized. Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you there's nothing wrong with it, I don't guess. But I'll tell you one thing. The greatest act of obedience is putting your faith and trust in Christ and going through the baptism of waters.
Amen.
Now, I have baptized folks who were absolutely scared to death. I mean, they were scared, terrified of water. But God was there, and they wanted to do it in obedience to Christ. So it's not going to make you any better believer. No, it's not going to make you a better believer. And baptism is an act of being immersed in the water. And it has three things. If we're going to baptize tonight, we've got around nine to be baptized tonight. We've got several who couldn't be here, but we've got about nine. And I'm going to be honest with you, if you've got eight or nine today that's going to be baptized, that's a wonderful number as you walk in baptism for Christ. And so you pray in just a moment for that. Here's what it does for us. When you're baptized, it represents what Jesus did for me. Now, what has Jesus done for you, and what has Jesus done for me? Well, the number one thing is this right here. Now, listen, it's not a profound statement. You'll hear it, and I think you'll comprehend it. Here's what it is. What has Jesus done for you, and what has Jesus done for me? He has forgave me of my sins.
Amen.
That's what he's done for me.
Amen, brother.
I was dead because of my sinful nature. And Jesus came and Jesus forgave me of my sin. Now listen very carefully. Everybody says, well, listen, all these sins can be washed in the blood. Yes, every sin can be washed in the blood. And let me remind you the thing. The sin, the thing of alcohol and the thing of drugs and the thing of this and the thing of that, it's not what's going to send you to hell. The thing that's going to send you to hell is rejecting on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He came and forgave me of my sins. And he didn't just forgive me. The Bible said that he canceled the record of my sins. That means that if you go and pull up a record, you'll find nothing whatsoever on me. Why? Christ has forgiven me. Thank God he is still in the forgiving business. Christ thanks. He took my sins and he destroyed them by nailing them to the cross of Calvary. I'm not forgiven because of baptism. I'm forgiven because of the blood.
Amen, brother.
I'm not forgiven because I'm a Baptist. I'm forgiven because of the blood. He's forgiven me. Christ has. The second thing is, what's he done? Well, it identifies. Baptism says what Jesus did for me. But what has Jesus done with me? Here's what he did. He's given us the power to overcome the devil. You say, oh no. Oh yes, he has. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world.
Amen.
He gave me eternal life. Christ has given me eternal life. Now all these that's about to be baptized, guess what? The moment they prayed a simple prayer, Jesus came into their heart. That's all that it took. Jesus moved into their heart. And Jesus set up residence in your heart. And Jesus set up residence to stay there.
Amen.
For all eternity. For absolutely all eternity. Jesus came. He forgave me of my sins. And what Jesus did with me is he gave me the power to be an overcomer. What a thing. What does Jesus do in me? What he did for me, with me, what does he do in me? I'll tell you what it is. The Spirit lives in me.
Amen.
Where's the Holy Spirit tonight? Where's the Holy Spirit? How did the Holy Spirit get here? I'll tell you how the Holy Spirit got in this room. He came in with us. inside of us. He lives in us. He proves to me that I am saved. The Spirit living inside of me. The Spirit living inside of me helps me to be able to pray. The Spirit inside of me helps me to share the good news. The Spirit living inside of me gives the spiritual power that I need to live. He lives in you.
Amen, brother.
The Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. And through that Spirit, you know what? I am sealed tonight. He guides me. He produces His fruit in me. He represents me before God at the right hand of the Father. Guess what? Jesus has done some great things for me, with me, and in me.
Amen, brother. Amen.
That's why.
Come on.
We baptize. Because of who Jesus really is. Now let me tell you this. The good news is this. And we're going to baptize. The good news is this. That Jesus does those things for anyone who asks Him to do those things.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Jesus is working all around us. Bow with me tonight. It's about eyes closed for just a moment. And then we're going to move on. We're going to baptize. We're going to end. I just want like adding baptism to the end of the service. Baptism should speak within itself. And we're going to let it speak to us tonight. Are you here tonight and Christ has told you to do something? As heads are bowed, eyes are closed, we're not going to say, we're not going to do anything. But as the Lord asks you to do something, would you come? Would you step out and say, you know what? The Lord has said something to me and I want to follow through right now. Anybody here? We're not going to prolong. We're not going to wait. We're not going to beg. Anybody right now? God, we thank you tonight that you've done a work for us. Lord, we thank you for that. That means that you have forgiven us. You've done a work with us. You've helped us to be overcomers. And Lord, you're still doing a work in us. Thank you for that tonight. Thank you for these that are about to be baptized. Lord, thank you for the privilege of the pastor as a pastor. That Lord, that you'll help me as we baptize in your name. And Father, we'll thank you for everything that's said and everything that is done in Jesus' name.